can we be sure that this man is not innocent? Can we be sure that the conviction of Troy Davis back in 1991 is still reliable? And the thing that's so difficult to understand is why the legal process has not asked that question.
I'm just disappointed that so many people have been led to believe that nobody has paid attention to these recantations. It is, as I explained earlier, simply not the case. It's just not the case. And on what ground are the recantations more believable than the testimony in court? None. None.
911, what's the emergency?
I just shot my wife.
You just what?
I just shot my wife.
It was an accident. And I will tell you more about it later.
This entire incident happened in the blink of an eye. Her death was an unexpected and tragic accident. No crime was committed by Bob Ward.
Ladies and gentlemen, this case is about the fact that it was Bob Ward that shot her almost dead between the eyes.
We are going now to the United Nations to demand our legitimate right, which is to become a full member of the United Nations as a state of Palestine. We will take with us as a Palestinian delegation all the suffering and pains of our people in order to achieve this goal and to end the prejudice, the historical prejudice against our people.
31-year-old UBS trader Kwaku Abudoli appeared in court today for the very first time. Just hours prior to the proceedings, he'd been charged with two counts of false accounting and one charge of fraud by abuse of position. During the proceedings, the Crown prosecutor saying that these charges were in connection with an excess of $1.5 billion in losses, adding that this investigation is still very much in its nascent stages and that these charges are extremely serious.